welcome to Alt Universe Top 40. My name is John McMullen. For the next hour, we will listen to some records, talk about chart positions, and make some good-hearted adjustments that time and taste demand. On today's installment, we will present a cool cruising classic that, following its initial chart run, has been licensed for use in 18 motion pictures and has been covered by 30 recording artists. For our little slice of heaven at number 7, we will appreciate the number 1 R&B single recorded in Memphis in 1951 that many music writers have considered the very first rock and roll record. Later, we will play a universally loved single from the 80s whose video featured a beautiful Sports Illustrated swimsuit model who would 5 years later become the wife of the writer of that video's song. Finally, for our Hall of Perfection track, we will hear the first number one single by a group whose producer often used odd techniques to achieve their trademark sound. In this particular track, there are 3 separate credits for bass guitar alone. But first, just as we do each week, we turn back the pages with a song that, at some point during its chart life, was perched at number 40. Some of these were on the way up, some were on the way down. Some hit number 40 for a 1 week peak and then got the morning after blues. What kind of number 40 do we have today? Well, we slip away with a song that was inspired by a section of a real-life road, State Highway 74 in Arizona, north of Phoenix. The song's writer really did travel on that particular road and made a note of its unusual name. He left that note in his suitcase for 8 months before he turned that note into a song. Bob Dylan once said about the song's singer and songwriter, quote, "Every time I hear a song of his, it's like I wish it would last forever," close quote.
Picking up the pieces of my sweet shattered dream, I wonder how the old folks are tonight. Her name was Anne, and I'll be damned if I recall her face. She left me not knowing what to do. Carefree highway, let me slip away on you. Carefree highway, you've seen better days, the morning after blues, from my head down to my shoes. Carefree highway, let me slip away on you. Turning back the pages to the times I love best, I wonder if she'll ever do the same. Now the thing that I call living is just being satisfied with knowing I got no one left to blame. Carefree highway, I got to see you, my old flame. Carefree highway, you've seen better days, the morning after blue, from my head down to my shoes. Carefree highway, let me slip away on you. Searching through the fragments of my dream-shattered sleep, I wonder if the years have closed your mind. I guess it must be wanderlust or trying to get free from the good old faithful feeling we once knew. Carefree highway, let me slip away on you. Carefree highway, you've seen the better days, the morning after blues, from my head down to my shoes. Carefree highway, let me slip away on you. Let me slip away on you. Carefree highway, I got to see you, my old friend. Carefree highway.
spending a week at number 40 on the Record World chart, on its way to a peak of number 10 in Billboard, 11 in Canada, and number 1 on the Adult Contemporary chart. That was Gordon Lightfoot and Carefree Highway, the second hit single from his number 1 album on the Reprise label, Sundown.
Alt-Universe Top 40.
Number 20.
We just heard Carefree Highway by folk rock legend Gordon Lightfoot. Now, at number 20, we have Highway Lady, a single by a British hard rock act that, for its first four albums, functioned as a four-piece group. By album number 5, they became a five-piece when they decided to add keyboard player Danny Perronel. Danny jumped right in and got involved as a songwriter, specifically with this single, the second released from their album on Chrysalis, No Heavy Petting. Single that didn't quite make it onto the charts, but should have at the very least reached number 20 in Billboard, Cashbox, and Record World. That was UFO and Highway Lady.
This one went to 11.
My name is John McMullen, and this is Alt Universe Top 40. At number 11, we have a unique soul single that, when it was first released, reached number 1 on the Billboard R&B Singles chart. But its meteoric chart life was not the only impact that it made. Over the years, this particular single has been licensed for use in 18 major motion pictures. Movies such as A Knight's Tale, Dazed and Confused, Gone in 60 Seconds, and Cheech and Chong's Up in Smoke. Not only that, but this song has been covered by over 30 rock, alternative, and soul acts since its own chart life.
All my friends know the lowrider. The lowrider is a little higher. Hello.
number 11 on the radio and records chart, on its way to a peak of number 7 on the Billboard Hot 100, number 1 on the Billboard Soul chart, and number 5 in Canada. That was War and their United Artists release from 1975, Low Rider. At number 10, we have the famous flip side of a top 10 hit by this famous Southern California group. The A-side, Surfer Girl, reached number 7 on the Billboard Hot 100. This B-side did quite well, peaking on its own at number 15. It was also the title track to an album that hit number 4.
Well, I'm not bragging, babe, so don't put me down. But I've got the fastest set of wheels in town. When something comes up to me, you don't know what I got. Just a little disc coupe with a flathead wheel. But she'll walk a thunderbird like she's standing still. She's boarded in her lead and she's stroking for 140 in the top end floor. She's my little disc coupe. You don't know what I got. You don't know what I got. She's got a competition plus with a four on the floor. And she purrs like a kitten till the lake pipes roar. And if that ain't enough to make you flip your lid, there's one more thing, I got the pink slip, daddy. And coming off the line when the light turns green, well, she blows them out of the water like you never seen. I get pushed out of shape and it's hard to steer. When I get rubber in all four gears, she's my little loose coop. You don't know what I got. You don't know what I got. You don't know what I got. She's my little scoop. You don't know.
With a song whose A-side actually cruised past number 10 on its way to a peak of number 7, those were the Beach Boys and their highest charting flip side, Little Deuce Coupe, a California car song with lyrics by DJ Roger Christian and music, arrangement, and, for the first time, production by Brian Wilson.
Number nine.
Well, we just heard the Beach Boys bouncing along in their Little Deuce Coupe. Now, at number 9, we have Little Red Corvette, a post-disco synthesizer song that came to musical genius Prince as he was sleeping in the seat of bandmate Lisa Coleman's Pink Mercury Marauder after an all-night recording session. While Prince has been called a guitar hero by musicians in all genres, on this particular record, the guitar solo was played by Desmond Dickerson of The Revolution. Des turned in a fine piece of work, as the readers of Guitar World ranked this solo at number 64 on their list of the 100 greatest guitar solos of all time.
I guess I should know by the way you popped your car sideways. Person that believes in making out once, love them and leave them fast. I guess I must be dumb, cause you had a pocket full of horses, children and some abuse. But it was Saturday night, I guess that makes it alright. You say, what have I got to lose? And honey, I say,
little red
run free. Cause I felt a little ill when I saw all the pictures of the jockeys that were there before me.
Believe it or not, I started to worry. I wondered if I had enough class. But it was Saturday night. I guess that makes it alright. You say, baby, I ain't got enough gas. Oh,
you need to find
and James. Was on the verge of being obscene. No, baby, give me the keys. I'm gonna try to tame your little red love machine.
Week at number 9 on its way to a peak of number 6 on the Billboard Hot 100, number 2 in England, number 15 on the Soul chart, and number 17 on the mainstream Rock Tracks chart. That was Prince getting a little help from Des Dickerson on guitar and Lisa Coleman on backing vocals with Little Red Corvette. Incidentally, in the aftermath of Prince's tragic death, the single re-entered the charts, reaching number 20 on the Billboard Hot 100, number 4 on the Hot Rock chart, and number 11 on the Billboard R&B Hip Hop chart.
Alt-Universe Top 40.
Auden and Gray should have reached number 8.
Now we are up to a selection that is modern and great and should have reached number 8. It is a concert staple by a group that has become one of the world's most celebrated jam bands over the last 3 decades. In fact, several months ago, we played the song St. Louis, an instrumental studio track by this very same group. The origins of this song go all the way back to 1988, when the band Widespread Panic included it on their debut studio album, Space Wrangler, which was recorded at John Keane's Athens, Georgia-based studio and released on the small record label from Atlanta known as Landslide Records. After the band began to gather some steam, Capricorn Records, in an agreement with Warner Brothers, picked up the indie album for distribution, first in 1992, with a reissue in 1994. After the expiration of that agreement, the Zomba Legacy Group took over the distribution of the album, while the band steadily built its base and increased the demand for their early songs. Their steady output of live recordings also kept the demand growing for the early studio versions of their material. This particular live version of Driving Song from their first album was recorded in Austin, Texas on October 22, 2008. We believe that it should have been pressed onto a 45, released as a single, and should have reached number 8 across the board. with a selection that is modern and great and should have reached number 8. That was the six-man jam band from Georgia known as Widespread Panic and Driving Song, a track that dates all the way back to their first indie studio album from 1988.
Alt-Universe Top 40!
Now we are up to our little slice of heaven at number 7. It is yet another classic recording completed in the hallowed halls of Sam Phillips' Sun Studios in Memphis. The artist listed on the label was a fellow named Jackie Brinston, a loud rhythm and blues singer and saxophonist who has, as a result of this 1951 release, been credited with recording the very first rock and roll record. Back in 1951, a fellow we have previously discussed, Ike Turner, and his group, the Kings of Rhythm, entered the Memphis recording service owned by Sam Phillips. On the way to the recording studio, the amplifier belonging to the group's guitarist, Willie Cazart, was damaged when it was dropped out of the trunk of a car while a member of the group changed a flat tire. Even though Sam Phillips later attempted to fix the amp with some strategically placed newspaper, what resulted from that burst woofer was a tougher sound, which everyone agreed was new and different and should be used for the record. What everyone did not agree upon was the decision by the Chess label to credit the record to Jackie Brinston and his Delta Cats. In this instance, Sam Phillips did not release the single on his own label, Sun. He licensed it to Chess Records in Chicago. Someone at Chess determined that because Jackie Brinston had been the lead vocalist for that particular session, a session clearly recorded by Ike Turner and his Kings of Rhythm, that Brinston would be listed as the artist. Not only that, but Ike Turner was the actual writer of the song, but Jackie Brinston was credited as the writer as well. It turned out to be a major problem on the business end of Turner's dealings with Sam Phillips. Turner blamed Sam Phillips for the errors made by Chess, since Phillips was the sound recording owner who licensed the production to the bigger label. Turner was also unhappy about the $20 apiece that each band member got in return for their recorded performance. Jackie Brinston, whose name became associated with the record forever, sold his rights to receive royalties on it to Phillips himself for a one-time payment of $910. The single was released and hit the top of the R&B charts in 1951, becoming that year's third biggest jukebox record and the ninth biggest R&B selling single. Was it, in fact, the first rock and roll record ever? Music historians have debated that point for years and continue to do so. Sam Phillips certainly claimed that it was, indeed, the first rock and roll record. What did Ike Turner think about it? Quote, "I don't think that Rocket 88 is rock and roll. I think that Rocket 88 is R&B, but I think Rocket 88 is the cause of rock and roll existing." Close quote.
You women have heard of jalopies, you've heard the noise they make, but let me introduce my new Rocket 88. Yes, it's straight, just one way. Everybody likes my Rocket 88. Baby, we'll ride in style, moving all along. Smart and designed, black convertible top, and the gals don't mind. Sporting with me, riding all around town to join. Blow your horn, baby, blow! step in my rocket and don't be late. Baby, we're pulling out about half past eight. Going round the corner and hit a fifth. Everybody in my car's gonna take a little nip. Move on out, oozing and cruising along.
With our little slice of heaven at number 7, that was Jackie Brinston and his Delta Cats, who were, in reality, Ike Turner and the Kings of Rhythm, and the single that was either the first rock and roll record or the single that caused rock and roll to evolve, Rocket 88. Since our last broadcast, we have received messages from all around the world. Nim from Pasadena heard our shortwave transmission to North America on WRMI and reported to the studios of WRMI that his SINPO readings were 55555. He also said that he loved the music from the show. Well, Nim, we are thrilled that you had such great reception, and hearing that you loved the music really makes us smile. Martin, a radio enthusiast from Germany, heard our portion of the special showcase broadcast on Channel 292 that included our own show, Encore from Radio Tumbrel, Uncle Bill's Melting Pot, From the Isle of Music, and the voice of the Report of the Week. Martin reported 34443 and noted slight disturbances during the transmission. He was interested in my comments regarding my memories of a radio owned by my grandfather, which had two shortwave bands on it. Martin asked me if my grandfather ever knew that I was on shortwave radio. Well, Martin, sadly, my grandfather passed away long before I ever started doing this show, but my interest in shortwave radio can certainly be traced back to the exact moment when he explained to me what those extra numbers were on his radio. Thank you, Martin, for finding us and for your question that brings back happy moments to me. Chris from Greece left us a message on Mixcloud letting us know that the air check from our recent show featuring the music of The Who was one of his favorites. Well, Chris, we hope that everything is going well for you in Greece, and we appreciate that you took the time to let us know how you felt about our show. Can you hear us? If you can, please send your comments, questions, or reception reports to us in an email addressed to john@altuniversetop40.com. We would love to hear from you.
This is Alt Universe Top 40.
Number 6.
Now we are up to our bonus hit at number 6, awarded to an act that has placed at least 6 albums into the top 40 of the album charts. And since this 4-man rock act has been named the best-selling music act of all time by the RIAA and every other organization that certifies record sales around the world, they certainly qualify. And speaking of albums, today's album track appeared on one album released by Parlophone in England, but was left off the American version of that very same album released by Capitol in the United States. How could that happen? Well, in the early stages of the Beatles' career, the British versions of their albums on Parlophone generally contained 14 tracks. Capitol Records in the United States did not believe that the American record-buying public would mind only receiving 11 songs on a Beatle album. So they held tracks back and added those tracks to singles and British EPs, and suddenly there was a whole new album to release. In fact, until the Sgt. Pepper album came out, the British and American versions of albums were always vastly different. Our bonus hit today appeared on the very last one of these albums constructed by Capitol Records, Yesterday and Today. Regardless of which album contained this track, it was universally loved and received lots of airplay even though it was never released as a single. The song itself was written by Paul and John at John's house. Paul already had the music basically written in his head by the time he arrived, but in his own words, quote, "the lyrics were disastrous and I knew it," close quote. According to author Bob Spitz, it was John Lennon who came up with the hook lyric of Baby You Can Drive My Car, which prompted them to fill in the story from there. And while Paul wrote the music, George Harrison suggested the low guitar and bass runs after he studied the Otis Redding version of the song Respect and believed that it would fit. Album track off of Yesterday and Today in the U.S., an album of leftovers that nevertheless hit number one in Billboard, Cashbox, and Record World. Those were the Beatles, and yet another selection that should have been released as a single and should have, at the very least, reached number six, Drive My Car.
Number five.
My name is John McMullen, and this is Alt Universe Top 40. At number five, we are up to a single that was originally recorded and released in 1973, then re-released in 1975. The second time around, it actually reached number five in both Billboard and Cashbox. The song is Chevy Van by Sammy Johns, a singer-songwriter whose 1973 sessions were produced by Jay Center and Larry Nechtel. If those names sound familiar, we certainly understand. Jay Center did production work on records by Spencer Davis, Helen Reddy, Tavares, and Kenny Nolan. He even engineered some sessions by Black Oak Arkansas. The other producer, Larry Nechtel, was a keyboard player in the famed group of session musicians known as the Wrecking Crew, playing on records by Simon and Garfunkel, the Beach Boys, the Byrds, the Monkees, and Barbara Streisand. He was also a member of Bread.
I gave a girl a ride in the wagon. She crawled in and took control. She was tired, 'cause her mind was a dragging. I said, get some sleep and dream of rock and roll. 'Cause like a fisher she was laying there, moonlight dancing off her head. She woke up and took me by the hand. She's gonna love me in my Chevy van, and that's alright with me. Her young face was like that of an angel. Her long legs were tan and brown. Dedicate your eyes on the road, son. Better slow this vehicle down.
cause like a princess she was laying there, moonlight dancing off her hair. She woke up and took me by the hand. She's gonna love me in my Chevy van, and that's alright with me.
Sammy Johns coming in at number 5 with his version of Chevy Van. Before we move on, though, let's listen to a little bit of Leslie Craig's amazing cover of the same song.
I gave a boy a ride in my wagon. He crawled in and took control. He was tired, his mind was dirty. Picture he was laying there, moonlight dancing off his chair. He woke up and took me by the hand. He's gonna love me in my Chevy van, and that's alright with me. His young face was like that of an angel. His long legs.
With her version of Chevy Van, that was Leslie Craig, who, back in the day, was one of the leaders of the amazing music scene in Columbia, Missouri.
Alt Universe Top 40.
Number 4.
Now we are up to number 4, which means that we are going to play a single that charted significantly better in England than it did in the United States. And today's selection certainly did, placing a solid 14 notches higher on the Cashbox survey than it did on the British charts, where it peaked at number 22. However, it did even better in Canada, when it really did hit number 4, 4 notches higher than its Cashbox showing at number 8.
Oh,
with a song that exemplified the rough driving sound of C.F. Turner's vocals. That was the four-man Canadian hard rock act Bachman Turner Overdrive, and a single of theirs that charted better in their native Canada than it did in either the U.S. or England, Roll On Down the Highway.
Making changes that time and taste demand. This is Alt Universe Top 40.
Number three.
Now we're up to our three from way downtown, and today we are once again talking about downtown Boston, Massachusetts, the home base of the five-man new wave band that was named as the best new artist in the 1978 Rolling Stone Readers Poll, and 6 years later, walked off with Video of the Year during MTV's very first awards show. That group, The Cars. After selling a staggering 6 million copies of their debut album, The Cars continued on with music that featured a unique and sometimes changing balance of guitars and synthesizers. Their songs were incredibly catchy, artistic, respectable, and popular all at the same time. Our selection at number three today is a perfect example of that very combination. After recording four successful albums with producer Roy Thomas Baker, The Cars shook things up a little for album number five. They decided to co-produce the sessions themselves, along with a producer we mentioned a few weeks back, Mutt Lang. Mutt had come off successful records with AC/DC, Def Leppard, and Foreigner when he teamed up with The Cars. The combination of his album rock instincts and the group's glossy new material resulted in five of the album's 10 songs charting as hit singles. The biggest of those five hit singles was a down-tempo synthetic track written by Rick Ocasek and sung by Benjamin Orr. The song's video featured an actress and model who had recently appeared in a Sports Illustrated swimsuit shoot, Paulina Poroskova. At the video shoot, which was directed by Timothy Hutton, Paulina was introduced to the talented fellow who wrote the song. 5 years later, the two were married.
Who's gonna tell you when it's too late? Who's gonna tell you things aren't so great? Can't go on thinking nothing's wrong. What the, who's gonna drive you home tonight? Who's gonna pick you up when you fall? Gonna hang it up when you call. Who's gonna pay attention to your dreams? Yeah, who's gonna plug their ears when you? Nothing's wrong. We'll be right back.
with our three from way downtown, Those Were the Cars, and a single written by the late Rick Ocasek that peaked at number 3 in Billboard, 4 in Cashbox, 4 in England, and number 1 on the adult contemporary charts in Billboard and in Canada, Drive.
Alt Universe Top 40.
Number 2.
Now we are up to number 2, which means that we are going to play a single that should have hit number 1. Actually, this single did hit number 1 in Ireland, the Netherlands, Canada, and Belgium. But in the United States, it peaked at number 6 on the Billboard Hot 100 and number 7 on the Adult Contemporary chart. In England, it peaked at number 5 when it was first released in 1988, and then when it was re-released in 2011, it made it one notch higher when it hit number 4. The song was written by the talented young lady who sang it, Tracy Chapman. The album that contained the track resulted from a brilliant set of sessions overseen by producer David Kirschenbaum, and they featured session players such as Steve Kaplan, Larry Klein, Bob Marlette, and on organ, piano, dulcimer, dobro, sitar, and guitar. That's right, the ever-present Jack Holder.
You get a fast car. I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You got a fast car. I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far. Just cross the border and into the city. You and I can both get jobs and finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. Yeah, with the bottle, that's the way it is. He says, body's too old for working. His body's too young to look like his. My mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said, somebody's got to take care of him. So I quit school and that's what I did. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? We gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way. So I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast I felt like I was drunk. City lights day out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. Had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. We go cruise and entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job. Now work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find work and I'll get promoted. We'll move out of the shelter. Buy a bigger house and live in the suburbs. So I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast, it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us. And your arm felt nice, wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone. Be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. I got a job that pays all our bills. Instead of drinking late at the bar, some more your friends than you do your kids. I'd always hope for better. Thought maybe together you and me find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. Take your fast car and keep on driving. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so you can fly away? You gotta make a decision. Leave
leave tonight or live and die this way.
With her single On Elektra Records that peaked at number 6 in Billboard, but should have gone straight to number 1. That was Tracy Chapman from 1988 and Fast Car. Now we are up to our Hall of Perfection track at number 1. It is a true classic that, just like every other song we have heard today, dealt with the subject matter of cars and driving around. In every way, this brilliant recording was perfect for its time. It was the first number 1 single this legendary group ever scored. While the recording sessions for the song itself were full of disagreement and tension, leading to the firing of the group's manager partway through the song, the finished product turned out to be a perfectly produced burst of creativity that blended a tiny bit of doo-wop harmony with surf guitars and some oddball recording techniques. Since we are presenting some of our favorite songs about cars and driving today, it should come as no surprise that we are going to hear a second selection from the group we heard back at number 10, the Beach Boys. Like Little Deuce Coupe, today's number 1 song by the Beach Boys was co-written by Brian Wilson and produced by Brian Wilson. Many of the lyrics to the song, including the very famous opening lyrics, were written by Mike Love, who was not actually credited as a co-writer until 1994. Also, very much like Little Deuce Coupe, this song was released as part of a two-sided single where both sides charted. According to the record company, the B-side of this Capitol single was one of my favorite songs of all time and a selection we are certain to play in the future, Don't Worry Baby. So which Beach Boy classic was on the A-side? Well, it starts with a California version of a cappella doo-wop and immediately kicks into what rock writer David Howard said, quote, symbolized the sunshine ideal in all its carefree splendor, close quote. Sadly, the recording sessions were not ideal and were anything but carefree. According to writer Stephen Gaines, Murray Wilson, the father of Brian, Dennis, and Carl Wilson, and the manager of the band, was in the studio control room criticizing the song and Brian's production techniques, rambling on about what a loser Brian was, how poor the music was, and how only Murray had the real talent in the family. At one point, he insisted that Brian end the recording session because something was wrong with the bass line. The disagreement eventually resulted in Brian relieving Murray of his managerial duties. While we don't know exactly what Brian and his father were arguing about, we do know that Brian had arranged the harmonies in the song and produced the instrumental track his way. In this case, there was something unusual going on with the bass. In fact, Brian used 3 different bassists, all mic'd at different levels. One of those bass guitar players was actual Beach Boy member Al Jardine, who played a regular 4-string bass guitar. Another bassist on the song was Wrecking Crew member Ray Pullman, who played a 6-string bass guitar. And on third bass, Glenn Campbell. Glenn, who often covered the guitar solos for the Beach Boys, also played a 6-string bass on this track. Unusual? Certainly. But, unlike Murray Wilson, we will not argue with Brian's unique production tricks. Instead, we will simply enjoy this perfect example of his creativity, the first Beach Boys single to hit number 1, I Get Around.
Round, round, get around, I get around.
Yeah, get around, round, round, I get around.
I get around.
I get around.
cause it's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night.
With our Hall of Perfection track, those were the Beach Boys and I Get Around, a single released on the Capitol label back in 1964 that hit number one in Billboard, Cashbox, Record World, and in Canada. Well, that's all we have for today. Please be sure to join us next week for another installment of Alt Universe Top 40. In the meantime, to check out our older episodes, simply download the Mixcloud app and follow Alt Universe Top 40. Also, you can follow the links on our website at www.altuniversetop40.com. As we mentioned before, we would love to hear from you. Please send your questions, comments, or reception reports to us in an email addressed to John at altuniversetop40.com. For our website and email addresses, those are all lowercase and 40 is a number. Until we meet again, keep making those good-hearted changes that time and taste demand, and keep on smiling through the static.